So Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Namo. Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurani Pachariye Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskanya Vishatayime Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tang Sativam Sarvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Raghunatham Sri Vishakan Vitamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Ganda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye. Hey, we had this now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So welcome all of you, for especially those who are joining us in this session. Let me just summarize for you a little of what we have learned this morning, so that you can benefit from the sessions which come. When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we are in a way entering, we are on a journey. I know when I'm in India trying to chant the whole day, for me it is always that in the beginning, especially after I've done a whole lot of chanting, my mind begins to strangely revolt, doesn't want to do it any longer. And the explanation why this is so is quite easy. The ego feels it's moved out of the center. Now Krishna is placed in the center. Krishna, the old enemy of the ego. And the ego revolts. This manifests in, one feels dry, one feels exhausted. The ego has all kinds of tricks. But if you persist going through this period of protest, inner protest, the most wonderful revelations happen. But for all of us, I think, the ego either shows its ugly face after for a short time chanting. Some of you are not chanting 16 rounds any longer, but the ego has won temporarily for some short time, because you think, what is the use of this? And I mean, I really don't feel a difference. I mean, let's be frank and free. This may work for Gaur Krishna and his younger brother, but not for me. You know, we go like this, but I can tell you, even Gaur Krishna and his younger brother sometimes are struggling. I have seen this with my own eyes. Because we can say, or is this maybe a little bit too private? I will not tell more. Every one of us is in this world because we have not been happy with Krishna in the center. We are more happy to put ourselves in the center. What do you think, Haroya? It is the world for this, you know. It is crafted for this. It is made for this. And as we chant, we will have a joyful battle. I always call it a joyful battle, because I know who will win if we persist. So therefore, this morning I was speaking about the glories of Nishtha, Bhakta Nishtha, the determination of the devotee. No matter what happens, I will go through this period. And then Krishna responds very nicely. Now, in the meantime, while we are not yet chanting out of ruchi, out of deep abiding taste, there's something which we can do to quickly enter the nectar of the holy name. We can first, we can engage our body, our mind, and our heart in the chanting. We can, you know, then this gets transformed. When you put iron into a fire, the iron becomes fireized. It becomes also fire. So if you engage your body and your mind long enough in the chanting, you will see that there is a transformation. I would like to give you this graphic. Here on the left side, that is you, the chanter who is chanting and who's not giving up. So as you chant, you go a little bit with your feet into the stream of the holy name. That is happening when you just chant. And you just continue. You best is to chant for a little time, not to interrupt, not to chant two rounds and then do something else, and then two and a half rounds and then something else, and then one round and a quarter round and something else. But you keep on going deeper. The next level is happening when you bring your mind to the chanting. At that time, you enter the river of the chanting a little bit more, and you're giving something to the chanting. You're concentrating yourself. And finally, at the very end, you bring your heart to the chanting, and at that time, you are really flying or flowing in the chanting. I remember I was once doing this. I was entering the Ganga at a beautiful place. It was a little bit, maybe 200 meters downstream, the cave of Vasishtha. I was entering there, and I swam in the middle of the Ganga, and I allowed myself to flow like this. Only I was turning the other way around. My face was here, the Saraswati is, my legs were there, so I could look and see the Himalaya mountains. And I remember floating until I came to the Double Trouble. This is how do we call this in the, in a river when it goes down? Small waterfalls, yeah. Rapids. Yeah, they are called Double Trouble. And I know. I can still show you a cut in my leg. That was really Double Trouble. It's one rapid, and then comes the second rapid. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. No problem. We are still alive. But we won't do it again. But that stretch where I was being carried was the most beautiful time in my life. I was surrounded by Mother Ganga. I looked at the Himalayas in the direction of this huge Ram Mandir in Deva Prayag. I was so nice. So nice. So this happens when your feelings are there. I would like to make now a little exercise with you. We will see all the three slides in one. What we will do is a little exercise where we enter the chanting a little bit, where we enter it a little bit more, and where we are finally being floating in the mantra. Have you all brought your japa mala with you? Some have. If you don't have, you have your fingers, you have your mouth. Pantamera. Hare Krishna. Neena Bandhu, very good t-shirt. Your last t-shirt. You have saved it for today. So I request you to sit properly. I will tell you a few things which I request you to do. Never stop chanting. Okay? This is your role. Never stop chanting. I will try to irritate you. I will try to bewilder you. Never stop chanting. This is the rule. Anandini, ready? Never stop chanting. Not like an ordinary life. This is special, special situation. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Rama Rama Gaur Govinda Rama Rama. Hey, don't stop. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine. Nirvisesa Sonyavari Paskatyare Satarine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Rama,
very good.
Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, please continue.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
We will now try something new. Whenever you come to the first Hari of the mantra, give it all concentration. Now, please. Hare, yes, very good.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
First Hare, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Okay, now please, I'm real now, please stop now. Thank you. You have very, very, very good. I I thought, will they ever stop again? Maybe they will not listen to me. That would have been good. What I wanted to do is, I wanted to request you to enter the mantra by focusing on the first Hari. Some of you have done it, but I feel most of you have just already enjoyed this one. That is, let the mantra carry you, the third exercise. But it works that we immediately allow the mantra to carry us when we chant with so many of us. Then it works. It's a little bit like Sankirtan, where we sing. Then we carry each other, so to say. We help each other. We each one lifts up the atmosphere with his own energy. But when we are alone, it may not work. Therefore, we feel not so happy. So, therefore, I wanted to request you to chant really focusing on the first Hari. We will now chant a little softer, as if we are in our japa, on japa. And then I really request you, we will do this for about 3 minutes. And this time, when I give you signs, please follow them. I will no longer disturb you. I'm now serious. So the first Hari is, do you understand the exercise? Pranamoti, I think you were in one japa retreat. Do you understand? You bring your whole focus on the first Hari. You chant everything else, of course, but then when the mantra is finished and a new mantra starts, you just go. It's almost like bringing a torchlight and shining it on the first Hari. Yeah. So let us now chant a little softer. It's when we chant so strongly, then it's a good energy, a very good energy. But unfortunately, or let us say, japa is done alone, and so therefore we don't have this group strength when we are doing japa. So please, again, let us do it more softly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay, now bring all your attention, please, to the first Hari. Hare, yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Again, the first Hari. Hare Krishna, yes, very good. Now you understand. It's really like really bringing the torch of your consciousness to the first Hari. Hare Krishna, yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You may close your eyes and really focus now on the first Hari. Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Again, please. Oh yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Full mental strength.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Full concentration, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Yes, again, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. So the second exercise immediately is that while we have brought our full attention to the first Hari, that's relatively simple. That's one out of 15 names. But now we will try to bring our entire attention to each one of the 16 names within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Very easy method to do this. I'm just looking around. We can do it in the mind. Is to chant and imagine you are reading the Hare Krishna mantra. Maybe like you read a book, or you read a WhatsApp message which came into your mobile telephone and which is important for you. You go over each line, and then you go to the second, third, and other lines. It's a very good exercise, and I think it will work easily. So I will first say first Hari. You know, I will encourage you to zoom in or focus in on the first Hari, and then at a certain time I will give you this signal with the cartas, this one here, and then you know, whoops, now I will go deeper. I will go deeper into the river of chanting. I will just be there. We will do it a little slower, the mantras, but please join me. I will once do it alone, and then please join me. Sit properly, please. Roll up your shoulders and open your chest so that you can breathe nicely. And then Hare, one moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The first Hari, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Again, the first Hari, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Now we will chant all the mantras with full concentration, all the names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Each holy name, full concentration. Thank you. Yes, you're doing very nice, but try to read the mantra. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, thank you. So this is, now we will go to the third exercise. Up till now you have actively concentrated yourself. If you look at this from the yoga tradition, what you do when you concentrate, you bring your attention here. Therefore, some of you, when you chanted, you had a furrow in the between the eyebrows. Do you know what a furrow is? What is a furrow, please? It's when you knit your eyebrows, it's like a fold. What ladies are afraid of? What is it called? Wrinkle. Yeah, like a wrinkle, but yeah, it's like a V, you know. Concentrate. Now, we will just allow this flow, the stream, come into us, almost like the Ganga is coming into him, into the head and floating him. And if you are a little, if you can focus attention, you would bring it here. It's a point called samatha. You would bring it here. If you do not like to work with points, like I don't work with points really, then you just imagine yourself that the mantra comes like a stream, a liquid golden stream from Goloka Vrindavan, and it carries you. You do not actively focus, you passively receive. What's the difference? So let us do like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Please continue. Let the mantra carry you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Maybe you open your heart with a feeling of gratitude, being thankful to Krishna that you can chant with the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Very good. Two mantras more now, please. Two mantras more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, find a more elaborate explanation of these methods on page 40 of the Living Name book, where you also find a very amazing mantra or a recommendation by the moon of meditation Goswami, Dhyana Chandra Goswami. He says, first the mind should be placed into the midst of the mantra. That's when you really go inside, like there. You know, first and second picture. And then the mantra should be placed in the midst of the mind. That's like in the third picture. In this way, the mind is absorbed in the mantra in a state of equilibrium. This is the symptom of real japa. I recognize that this is a mystical, let me say, language. Means this is how mystics speak. They speak from another platform. But if you read it enough and practice this, then all of a sudden you will easily understand what this means. It's that your mind is really locked in the mantra. It is closed in the mantra. I once wrote a poem where I said, please put me into the prison of your love and lock the door, because only then I will be finally free. That happens when we are focusing in the mantra. No? Please put me in the prison of your love and lock the door, because only then I will be finally free. This is a very nice practice, and you will find a lot on it, how to do this and become really absorbed in the Living Name book. It's around, I'm just looking here, it starts in page 40. Good. Once there were some great saints who were observing the symptoms of the age of Kali. People were quarreling. They were not able to focus and concentrate. They were lazy for spiritual practice. They were often misguided, and they visited the ashrama of Vedavyas to find a solution for these people. So when they came to the ashram, they saw a most amazing thing happening. Vyasadev was just coming out of the Ganga. He was like in picture number second, but turning towards the beach and going to the beach. It's not really the beach, a shore. And he was raising his arms and he was calling, Jai Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Ki Jai. Don't say it. Kali Yuga Ki Jai. What has happened with you? The saints said, we don't say Kali Yuga Ki Jai, we say Kali Yuga Nashana Ki Jai. Nashana means the destruction of Kali Ki Jai. Why are you three times saying Kali Yuga Ki Jai? So Vyasadev had an amazing answer. And one part of his answer was, Kali Yuga is a good age. Really? The saint said, yes. Because just by chanting the holy name, free from offenses, everyone can cross over the material energy. It used to take so long. It used to be so difficult. One had to concentrate or control the mind and the senses and everything. But now just by taking the mouth and chanting the holy name, yay, you are successful. Therefore I'm saying Kali Yuga Ki Jai. The saints were started to try it, and they chanted without stopping, and they were also understanding why Vyasadeva had said. But, and here I come to my most important point during this japa or living name retreat. You really are successful in chanting only if you add one thing to your practice. This one thing will bring other things with it, like chanting without offenses. This one thing brings all this with it. And it's not so easy for me to explain it, because it's a very deep point, and I usually will need a few, you know, a minimum of 3 hours to make it really clear. But I will try to explain it, and in simple English language. But I need to request you to think now a little bit. I think if we honestly and let us say, with almost brutal honesty, you know, where we are not prepared to just take anything so easily without looking at it. When we hear that the chanting is such a successful spiritual practice, we have to say, show me the examples in the Hare Krishna movement, then I will believe you. Are there examples of devotees who have reached the highest perfection? Show me, I want to see. And you may say, yes, we have heard many verses about the benefit of chanting. But practical experience says that devotees have tried and have given up again. No? I am myself preaching in the Balkan areas, and I know many people who are not chanting any longer. I know I could give you names of devotees who were my disciples, and you know, as a preacher, I cannot forget this. I have to look at it and ask the question: why is it that not everyone experiences the benefit of the chanting? No, I see many of my older disciples are not chanting 16 rounds. One can see this from the distance. One doesn't need to be close and so on. And I have to ask myself, why? What was it that broke the faith, or maybe not the faith, but the endeavor, the determination in these devotees' life? What experience is it? Was it offenses only, or you know? And I have found an answer which has satisfied me, and which has given an answer to my own difficulties in chanting. And I would like to share this. It comes from the Harinam Chintamani, and there Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes very clearly about the difference of two types of chanting. One chanting he calls a shadow chanting, and the other he calls the real chanting. When you have a shadow, you have something which looks like the real thing, but which doesn't have the same substance. I always give the example, if we eat only a shadow of a pizza, you know, you already laugh because you know what happens. You are hungry and then you are ready to rob Govindas, you know, and you know, and so on. A shadow can never satisfy us. In the same way, a shadow practice of chanting cannot satisfy us. And when we are not satisfied spiritually, when we are not nourished and strengthened by our spiritual practice, we will look somewhere else for nourishment and entertainment and inspiration. No? It's normal, because by nature we are looking for pleasure. The soul looks for pleasure. It is the deepest urge, the deepest drive in us. We will avoid pain and we will try to look for a pleasant environment, a pleasant life. We can't help it. We are like this. Therefore I always say at the dentist's chair, you know, it's so obvious. You don't want the pain. You want happiness. And I can't imagine that there are masochists who go to the dental chair, because it's really, that's too much, you know. Even a masochist could not appreciate. So, because the natural urge or natural drive is just so strong. So therefore we also cannot be satisfied with a practice that does not give us energy or strength, or which doesn't help us. Only, so when can we stop shadow chanting and when can we start real chanting? My dear devotees, listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's answer. He says, if you go to a sadhu, a saintly person, and you hear from him about Krishna's glories, his kindness, his qualities, like how he loves all of the devotees, then you develop something like a sambandha, a relationship to Krishna. At the moment we have all a relationship to the material energy, no? We have a relationship to our body. We are sitting with this every day. We are giving it a shower every day or every second day, depending where we are, how brahminically we are inclined. But we are taking care of it. We feeding it mostly every day. We don't let a day pass by. We put it to bed every day. No, we have a relationship to the body, really strong relationship. We even work for the body, that we have some novats, some money, so that we can eat. We just imagine, we work for the body. Aha, this is us. Have you ever thought about it? You're working, why? To get some novats, some money, why? I need to eat, no? I need to live somewhere. Yes, you are serving the body. It's a strong relationship, like a wife, like the ideal relationship of a wife to her husband. That's how we serve the body. Whew, that's something. That's something. Nima is agreeing. Yes, so if you want to serve the holy name in the same unquestioning way, where you don't put a question to this, you don't ask yourself, why do I eat, or why do I sleep? You just do it. In the same way, you don't, when you have a relationship to the... you just do it because you have a relationship to the body. This is your body. You need it. You need to do this. In the same way, when you have a relationship to Krishna, you will feel, I need to be with my Lord. I need to be there. It's natural. It's not something you question. It's not something you doubt. It's something you do spontaneously, Raganuga Bhakti, which you do with great inspiration. I would like to give you an example I read yesterday. Once, this was after the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna had visited Arjuna and the Pandavas in Hastinapur, and he wanted to go back to Dwaraka. So this time he asked Arjuna to drive the chariot. And at that time there were no highways, you know. It was quite something to drive a chariot, these paths. They were often village paths, and you know, it was really something. And when Arjuna finally, or when the chariot arrived in Dwaraka, Arjuna was really spent. He felt very tired. And so Rukmini had sensed that Krishna would appear, and in her palace she had cooked a very fine meal. And when Arjuna stopped the chariot before the palace of Rukmini, he said, my lord, I'm just so tired. Please, you eat without me. I will just take a good rest now. I'm not hungry at this moment. I'm only tired. Okay, said Krishna. Go to the guest house and rest. And so Arjuna went to the guest house. He was received and shown a room. It was known he was a very dear friend of Lord Krishna, and he immediately went to sleep. Now Krishna, who had said he is the devotee of Pata, Pata is the name of Arjuna, went into the palace of Rukmini, greeted Rukmini affectionately, took a shower and said, Arjuna is a little tired. I will wait for the meal because I wish to eat with him. He's my guest. I won't eat before him. And so the Lord took a shower. I don't know. Maybe he took a nap as well, a short rest. And then some good amount of time had gone, maybe 2 hours or so. He said to Rukmini, Rukmini, I don't want to send any servant. You are very dear to me and you are very dear to Arjuna. Please go and look if he is ready. So Rukmini went to the guest house. She was shown the guest room and she opened the guest room. And she saw Arjuna sleeping. But do you know what else she saw? Arjuna was chanting Govinda, Tamoda, Janada, Madhusudan. Govinda, Damodara, Madhaveti. He was chanting again and again. And my dear devotees, it was not just the mouth which was chanting. It seemed that each cell, or not cell, but is a little space called in the skin, pore, was also having a mouth and chanting, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. That was something, my dear devotees. I once had secretly climbed up the wall of the castle where Prabhupada stayed and went like a thief on the balcony And then I looked through the window and Prabhupada was resting and I could see his lips were moving. He was, and then I heard he was chanting. I have seen with my own eyes these great devotees are not sleeping. Therefore, Arjuna's name is, you have remembrance of the name? Gudakesha. It means the conqueror of sleep. He's not getting into tamagun where his mouth is opening and the saliva is coming out of the mouth and there is Richate, you know. No, not tamagun. He is just chanting. It was such a wonderful and heart-moving scene that Rukmini sat down at the threshold, you know, where the door is open, and she also sang, Govinda Modara Madhaveti. In the meantime, Narada Muni visited Krishna, saw Krishna, there was a meal on the table. He said, my Lord, I'm sorry, you're getting ready to eat. Yes, said Krishna, but I don't know, where's Arjuna and where's Rukmini? I sent Rukmini to get Arjuna, or at least bring news if he is up and well to eat, but no news have come. Can you please go to the guest house? They must be there. So Narada Muni goes. He's shown to the guest house and he sees Rukmini sitting on the, how do we say, threshold in Croatian language? Braga. Prak. And she's sitting on the Prak. Like the town Prague, yes. Sitting on the Prague and is chanting. And Arjuna, his whole body seems to be alive, each pore seems to be moving, and it's one kirtan with 1 billion kirtan singers. That's how many pores we have, I think, you know? It's really amazing. So Arjuna, Narada Muni, saying, oh, wonderful. He gets his veena out. And he plays the veena, you know. He's also, kirtan is a good thing, you know. That veena was given to Narada Muni by Krishna himself. Yes, it is meant for kirtan. Radhika Ramana Namne, no? You know, Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Namine. Yes, Narada Muni singing with his Veena the names of Radhika Ramana. So then comes Satyabhama. Satyabhama is intense queen. Male intensive, no. She is male intensive, no. So she is the intense queen, and she looks at Krishna and says, "My Lord, you're sitting before the meal and not eating." I can wait. What's wrong? Says Satyabhama. So Krishna said, "My dear Satyabhama, I cannot tell you what is. It seems I have very enthusiastic kirtan devotees as my devotees." Krishna, of course, is all knowing. He knows, and so Satyabhama says, "Riti, Riti, Riti." You know, say. And so, and then Krishna has to tell Satyabhama. Satyabhama says, I'll go myself there and I will bring them. You know, this is not good to let you wait. And she goes into the guest house and she sees Arjuna floating in the ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan, Rukmini sitting on the prak, chanting, and Narada Muni. You know, she's See, it's a very, very, very loving scene, loving Ken. And yes, she is Malay intensive, no, but she is also a very, very dear queen of Krishna. So Satya Bhama cannot help. She starts swinging and dancing and is really, really ecstatic and happy, and fine, no one comes back to Krishna. They are there with Arjuna, and then Krishna goes there and he hears the kirtan and of the sleeping Arjuna, and he's just crying, my devotees, they love me so much. And he's just looking and just enjoying the loving scene of his devotees. He's not wanting to disturb his devotees in their relishing of the holy name. And after some time, only Arjuna awakens, and then everyone comes back to their normal senses, you know, where they take care of the things that need to be done. So this is, I think, it's a wonderful story. No, we like to hear such stories. These are the kirtan lovers, you know, on the spiritual world. Why do they love kirtan? Why do they love the holy name more than a good meal with God? Good. I mean, who would say, you know, I need to chant Krishna when Krishna invites you to eat with him? It's just most good, you know, best opportunity. Why is it so easy, so natural? And the explanation is one. They have a sambandha. They live in a relationship with Krishna. And then it's really, really easy. Do you know, you could never pay the services which a mother does to her children? She's 24 hours with the child. Have you seen? I have seen Dinabandhu's wife, Syama Kumari. Ooh. She has 4 children, very talented children. And it's always when you see her, there are children and she takes 100% care. Manditangi, I've seen. 100% attention. Ooh. You could never pay someone doing what a mother does to the children. You could never actually also pay what your mother has done for you. Do you know this? We cannot pay. It is so much 100% focus and attention, and I would almost say selfless love, no? Always ready to forgive when the child makes a mistake, no problem. You know, always patient, always, you know, on the side of the child. There's so much lubov. Who could pay such a lubov? It is not possible. I just heard a lecture where Prabhupada talked about this, that the mother will clean her child. And Prabhupada asked, does this mean she has become a meharani? Meharani means a street sweeper. You know, taking the child and then washing it in the night, you know. Prabhupada says she's a radharani. Radharani meaning the best worshipper. Of course, she is not Radharani, but she is the best worshipper. She does really out of affection and does no time for doubting. Should I do this or should I not do it? There is no such such feeling in her. Why does she do it? She does it for her child, because she has a relationship to the child. I don't think any mother would be able to do it for the child of someone else, you know. For some time, yes, but not for a long time, because there is not such a relationship. So a relationship turns ordinary sweeper work into a loving offering. That is what will also help you if you have feel something of a relationship to Krishna. Then it will not be difficult for you. You will not have to force yourself. Mother has not, you don't force a mother. I mean, I've never heard of this. This comes spontaneously, voluntarily, lovingly, without any thought, because there is a sambandha, there is a relationship. Our problems in chanting is that we do not feel an active relationship with Krishna. We feel a relationship with our body, where we serve the body and the mind unquestionably, but we don't yet feel this in relationship to Krishna. And that is the reason for our difficulties. Therefore we have often problems in chanting. So the chanting in some, I have sometimes seen in the Hare Krishna movement, I'm in this movement, I have to confess to you, I think it's a nice movement, but I see also, what it is. It is a serious attempt to bring devotees to Krishna consciousness. And sometimes the devotees think, do I have a relationship to Krishna? They ask this question. I am not a Sahajiya Maharaj. Do you know what a Sahajiya is? And do you know what is sambandha? Most of the time, many of us are in polemics. We have not studied the philosophy very clearly. Prabhupada writes about this. A human being can be inquisitive. He can ask questions. He can try to know who he is. What is the universe? What God is? And what the relationship is between himself and God and the material world? Such questions cannot be asked by cats and dogs, but they must arise in the heart of a real human being, you know, who really has evolved in his life. He wants to know, what's my relationship with God? Knowledge of these four items, namely, who am I, the universe, God, and their relationship. This is called sambandha, jnana, or the knowledge of one's relationship. Only when one's relationship with the Supreme Lord is established, the next program is to act in that relationship. This is called abhideya, or activity in relationship with the Lord. You know, chanting is abhideya tattva, and it can only work when there is sambandha tattva. Yes, Madhurananda? You have to understand, my relationship with Krishna is there. My dear devotees, it became clear to me, and I'm saying one prayer when I chant, which I really want to tell you, because immediately when we chant this prayer, we become fixed up in the relationship. Can I say the prayer to you? Why? Slutati. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. Do you want to be? Is this a good program to be free? Or better not? Better stay? No. Okay. Sorry. One is immediately free from the clutches of Maya. I mean, really? This is Raranamini. Is this good or is it bad? This is a question. We have to first clarify this question, not just say yes and then not do anything. Marayanti, is this a good program to be free from the clutches of Maya? Gaur Govinda, Braj Bihari, this is a sincere question. I'm serious. Have you thought about this? Would you like to do it? Oh, maybe you will not look movies any longer. Oh, no movies. Maybe there will be a few things which you will not do. Oh, some of you are not so sure any longer. No, we have to take this seriously. So, okay, I will say it. Some of you can close the eyes, the ears, if they don't want to hear this. Okay, ready? One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." If you wish, I recommend you find this and read it and have your own internal discussion with this. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please make a note on your mobile telephones or in your things. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text 33. Should I repeat? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text 33. I recommend you to start reading a few verses before and a few verses afterwards, because then you will immediately get the full benefit. Now, the moment Krishna hears how someone, or sees how someone, turns to him with a sincere program of sambandha, he responds. He is not silent any longer. He says, "It is my vow. I have given this vow that if one only once sincerely surrenders unto me and says, 'My dear Lord, from this day I'm simply yours,' and prays to me for courage," you know, some courage, isn't there? Courage, how do we say courage? Some ravast. We need some ravast. Rabnost. Rabrost. Courage. So again, I have lost the line, so let me say again. It is my vow, Krishna says, wow, I'm yours. My vow. That if one only once sincerely surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I'm yours, and then prays to me for courage, oh, please help me, it's not easy for me, then I shall immediately give courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time onwards. You know, Krishna needs to see this only one time. I know in the Islamic tradition, there is one prayer to Allah, which you, it goes also similar like this. You say, my Lord, from this day I'm yours. But it is said, really only say it when you mean it. When you are not yet advanced enough in your faith, it is not good if you say it. And then don't act on it. So I know two devotees who are from the Islamic tradition, who said they knew about this when they were young, and they knew it was the right thing to say this and to give themselves into the hands of God. But they also felt, oh, we are so young, we have... Later. Now, I'm young, and there is also, parties are also there, and everything is also there. So, let us first, when I'm older, I can say, I thought, fair enough, that's good, you know, that's honest towards Krishna, towards Allah, and so on. So, when we talk about now Sambandha, my dear devotees, I'm not thinking really of that ultimate surrender. I do not think we can force that. But what I'm thinking is a deep, deep understanding that Radha or Krishna, I know we have a relationship. I feel it deep in my heart. Maybe even if I don't feel it now, I have felt it in the past, and I know I will feel it in the future. If I just visit Vrindavan or stay a little with advanced devotees, I know we have a relationship. At the moment, I cannot give my full attention to you. I am ruled by the material energy at the moment. I'm very sorry, but please give me some courage. Please give me help. Please remove the obstacles from my path. We can even say, please do it gently. Don't do a big surgery on me. I'm not very, very healthy spiritually. I can't be a too much pain, but please gently lead me to you. And I think Krishna hears this. Krishna hears this. Krishna hears this for sure. So we will do now what helps also to go in this direction of feeling more a relationship is regular reading in the Bhagavata. Very helpful this is. It really informs you on a deep level. And when you read Prabhupada's beautiful purports and his conviction and his amazing strength, that gives you a lot of courage. What I have now, I have a little machine, it's only this big, makes a lot of noise. And I have all the lectures on the little machine. I thought I will never use a computer, but when this was given to me on Jamashtami, now only one button I have to know, and that even I can do, you know. So I'm hearing regularly, and when we hear Prabhupada, how he talks so much, please take this serious. Please don't waste another life. You go like, oh, you know, okay. You hear more, and then you say to yourself, Buddhitoba Sachinanan, Buddhitoba, you know. And it really works. It's really transforming. The sound of the pure devotees, the Bhagavatam says, it's like a wind which comes to the lotus feet of Krishna and carries the pollen and brings it to the ears and the heart. You know, some sweetness comes. So I want to end this program now with a meditation. Please sit, my dear devotees. Krishna. Oh, let us just look one more time to the deities before Pujari Ji does his services. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Yes, you may. Hare Bol. Can you please sit straight? We sit on chairs. Hare Krishna Bhavada. Hare Bo. Nice to see you. Please put the soles of your feet like this, that they touch the ground. Dobro. And sit straight if possible. Yes. Ready? All right. Is that Maturananda ready? Yes. Kavoye, ready? Ready, good. My dear devotees, let's face it. We have a friend who's yet not entirely known to us. Our unknown friend is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord was with us when we were in our mother's womb. The Lord was with us when we were a teenager with many questions to life. The Lord was with us in times when we are troubled. He will be with us at the moment of death. He will come with us when we leave everything behind us. We know this theoretically, but our relationship to our job continues to take a lot of energy from us. Our relationship to those who are close to us are taking a lot of time, a lot of investment. So although these relationships in this world will one day dissolve in thin air, just like the smoke from an incense, these relationships do demand a lot of energy and attention from us. A lot. So I would like to do a meditation with you now where you can think of that one relationship while you chant. It will be a little advance this meditation, but I think we are ready, no problem. Can I just request you to prepare a little bit Open your shoulders, please, because you will be needing a space in your chest for good breathing. Those of you who like to create a good flow of prana in the body, please do the prana mudra. Small finger and middle finger are closed by the thumb. The rest is like this. And put it on the knees. It's a little unusual, but it will help that you will be more attentive. All right. I request you to feel briefly your legs as they touch the ground, your upper body, your shoulders, your head, and just relax all of that. Remain sitting very straight. When you breathe in, feel your chest rise. You can breathe in through your heart. Imagine you breathe in with your heart. Whenever you breathe out, feel your muscles soften a little bit more. You're relaxing more. Breathe in through your heart space. Nice inhales. When you breathe out, soften and relax your muscles. Imagine you're completely alone, entirely by yourself. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. For a moment, bring your attention to what is going on in your life. And then let that slip away. Your relationships gone. Your job gone. Your important responsibilities gone. Your future desires gone. You're now absolutely free, totally unburdened. You may imagine yourself sitting on the banks of the Yamuna, at Giriraja, or simply your favorite place in nature. You feel completely safe. Spiritually connected. Become aware that in your truest being, you are an eternal spiritual soul. You are an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. But your fortune has turned. In the past you have met Srila Prabhupada's followers. You have learned about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. You have been inspired to take up loving service to the Lordship Radha and Krishna. Now, see in your mind's eye that Radha and Krishna are before you. No one else. Radha and Krishna. Maybe you have been in Vrindavan and seen Radha and Krishna on the altar. Or maybe you have a favorite picture of Radha and Krishna. You can turn to the divine couple and offer them this prayer. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for you. Everything is for your enjoyment. It is not meant for me. My dear Radha and Krishna, for so many long years in the material world, I have completely forgotten you. But today I am surrendering unto you. I have finally come. Please engage me in your service. Please accept me. Premanandi. So, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you very much for participating in this part of the Living Name retreat. As far as I'm concerned, this was or is the most important session. My dear devotees, it's very clear, I think, to all of us that this deeper approach to chanting, where we sincerely think about our relationship to the personalities whose name we are chanting, is something which requires further thought. Thought which each one of us has to give to this subject. After all, it is not just a relationship, it's our relationship. It's extremely personal, extremely, let us say, confidential, if not intimate even. The great philosopher who said something so true is that the I, means the individual, grows in relationship to the you or the thou. Maybe you have seen this in your important relationships, which you know, there's some important relationships for each one of us. When you commit to an important relationship, then there's a lot of growth happening. You notice you can't always have it your way. You have to be willing to rethink your position. There's a lot of opportunity for growth in, let us say, committed friendships. And even, also in partnerships where there is a commitment. And there's a lot of opportunity for growth. I think all of us know it because we have friends, also those of us who are in the Brahmachari ashram. We have friends, and we know if you want a deep friendship with someone, you do have to rethink your position again and again, and you have to change things also. So obviously this growth, spur to growth, the spur to growth takes place in relationship with Krishna, no? That the transcendental, in English you say thou, that the English you means when you address thou, no? In connection with him, or her, if you are relating to Radha first, and that takes place, and it's something very, let us say, confidential, if not intimate, you know. Even in committed friendships in this world, there are some things which are happening there which you are not willing to share with the public world, you know, which is just between you and your best friend. Certain discussions, certain agreements maybe, and so on. So especially in relationship to Krishna, there are a few very, you know, if you are willing to enter that through the chanting, you will grow so much. Therefore, you will not think of committing offenses. It will not be a question, should I chant today or not. It will be something which is the thing you look forward the most in your day. No, it is because you are now chanting in a relationship. It's no longer just a practice like a yoga practice, for instance, or things which you do in your job, for instance. It's something which is more intimate, more deep. So I wish you a lot of, let me say, first of all, I wish you that you can think about this. This is something definitely to think about in your own way, and to maybe discuss with your very best friend, and so on. And then it's something, there is a lot of opportunity for growth in this, and that will inspire and enliven your sadhana like anything. Having said this, I have a clock here just before me, and I'm scandalously over time, so with your permission I will end here the session. I also have to do something. You know, my mother is 93 years today, and I know if I don't phone her, she will throw an atom bomb to Ljubljana. So I have to do this. My mother is still very extremely fit, mother, you know. So I have to quickly run away and do this. Otherwise, there will be, the German police will invade Ljubljana and give us trouble, so we have to, mothers can be quite intense, you know. Krishna, Krishna. I'm not the big Swami before my mother, you know. No, no, she is not like that. She is, but I will hurt her, and that I don't like, that I will not do. All right. Good night, everyone.